Well, the fact is that this story is about, I think, the core, like the most important theme is the creativity. And these girls that really existed, like in the centuries, and that were big musicians, I just thought that I could reimagine their life. And it's about creativity, so I decided that creativity is something very hidden, is something very deep, personal, and I cannot really know what you, I don't know if you are alone in your room playing a guitar or playing on a piano. Only you know what you are thinking, what you are working on, and then you have to let it out, okay? So we don't know nothing about these girls, so I just thought that I could give my own fantasy and my own musical imagination to one of them, to the only one that cannot read music, that is like very has a big instinct. And it's a little bit autobiographical because I cannot read music, but I've done like 2 records and album, and I do concerts, and I always compose and write music, and I also did the score and the soundtrack of the movie. So in the movie there is this game. It's set in a Baroque epoch, and also aesthetically is very loyal. So it's set in the 18th century, so it's a proper period movie. But I just with the sound and what they create, I just went out of the century. So yes, there is this game between what you see and what they feel, and what they feel is something very like free. It's full of freedom, and this freedom is told by their music, the way they want to express themselves.